Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And as we kick it, let's start this week the right way, shall we? Everything is working well. All the switches are in the right place. So what better thing to do now than to go to a writer and podcaster with whom you are acquainted slightly, ever so a little bit, maybe. That being writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, every time we talk,
yeah,
we end with you and I going, we should get together and go to another class.
Yes.
And then I go, okay.
When?
Where? and on top of that, you're trying out new guns. You're doing videos all the time.
Right.
I read something recently, and it was sort of a clever article. It was talking about a photography class. And it's apocryphal. It's true, but the story is bigger than just the example. This photography teacher goes, Who likes to press the shutter? And a bunch of students put up, who likes to work in the dark? Okay, if you like to take photos, I'm going to judge your work this semester by just how many photos you take. How many of you like to then tweak the photos and do things? And okay, I'm going to judge you. Give me a perfect picture. And the story is that the people who took a lot of photos looked at their work and said, it's got to get better here. I did it again the next day. It's got to get better here. The way that applies to us is I went shooting. My wife and I are looking for new firearms. There are differences between the guns. And I've been dry practicing every day because I've got a qualification in a class I'm taking. And now I'm wondering whether I'm measuring the difference in the guns or the fact that I've touched my stupid gun every day for a couple of weeks. Oh, that made me better too. So until you get to the perfect class, go touch your gun and at least dry practice. Go to the range. Do anything and then go, oh, you know, I know how to do that just a little bit better. I thought I was pushing straight back. Instead, I was pushing a little to the side. Oh, look how much better that makes you. And you can't fix that until you press the trigger a lot.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, when's the last time you were out at the range taking video?
3 weeks ago.
Oh, see, that's too long.
I know. Well, I mean, so, like, we had Father's Day, right? And birthdays, grandbaby birthdays on the same weekend. And then this past weekend, it was just like a monsoon. And today, so I decided to, I decided the studio needed more storage.
Okay.
So I decided to go to Goodwill. Right? Because I figured, okay, I don't
need
beautiful storage. I just need functional storage. So I find some functional storage while I'm there. And then I'm looking around as I'm walking out. They bring out this beautiful leather overstuffed armchair with ottoman. And I'm like, how much you want for that? They said $45. I said, sold.
Done.
So then I had to come here last night. And I started at 7:30 p.m. And I had to completely move everything in the studio to make room for those two items, right? And I'm very organized right now at the moment. As long as I don't move anything, I'll be good to go. But then after I get done pre-recording today, then I have to go to the Goodwill store and throw them in the back of the truck. And because they're both so gigantic, I can only do one at a time, so it's going to take me two trips. So that's my range time today.
Yeah, I'm. Hopefully, you can do some. Here's the practical point.
Yeah.
That 10 minutes that you spend dry practicing, that's real, and you can do that. And it's not as good as, yes, you're right. I wish you were in a class with a superb firearm instructor giving you great feedback minute to minute, but that 10 minutes of dry practice, go do what you can do, and you'll be surprised how much better your shooting is. Another great story. We're telling stories here.
Sure.
Did I tell you this one from Jim Irvine, the president of Faster?
No.
Do you remember that? He's talking about, and he wasn't at this meeting, but you'll see why he heard about it. This school resource officer stands up. It's toward the end of a school board meeting. They've said, look, this is what we're going to do this year. These are the changes. This is what the same pluses and minuses. And he goes, can I just speak to the board for a minute? Yeah, he goes, okay. I'm part of a security team at school. We think we're doing the right things. The good news is the school cares about the safety of the kids. We're listening. If there's a problem, we're trying to fix it before it's violent. But I'm wearing a uniform.
Right.
You can see me at 200 yards. And everybody knows what I look like. If my school's attacked, it'll probably start with me. I don't like that, but I'm okay with it because we have a security team. If I get shot, you know, I'm plated up. I'll probably survive, and I'll certainly fight. I probably won't succumb quickly in any case, and maybe I can stop the murderer. But what makes that worthwhile is knowing if they're shooting at me, they've just announced what they're doing to the world, and the security team will stop this guy.
Right.
Because what makes that job not worthwhile is if I get shot and the kids die.
Well, I mean, the key to stopping any rampage shooting is to disrupt the pattern.
Well, and that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
Right there he goes, the day you get rid of the security team so they're not people behind me, that's my last day on the job. And I thought, for all the school resource officers who don't have that group of volunteers, their school board said, no, a school resource officer who shows up a couple days, some hours, some days, that's good enough. We hope, depending on hope is a bad plan,
right,
that the murderer won't know when he's there and won't wait until he's gone. And therefore, our schools are safe. And I'm going, wow, this school resource officer just put all of that to shame.
Indeed. Well, I mean, and if now this guy is a uniformed police officer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I always think, whenever I think about uniformed police officers, I know that they're not all like Scott Peterson or the entirety of
right.
law enforcement in Uvalde, Texas. They're probably more like the guys in Nashville, for the most part.
Yes.
So.
Well, here's something I wondered. Just excuse me a minute. You used to, in the military, you served on a machine gun.
Okay.
For real.
I will tell you what.
Built thread monster.
Hang on right there, if you will, with that particular
okay.
thought. You can ask me that question when we get back. Tell everybody how to find you, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog. You get a couple entries each week, 2100 waiting for you now. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And on Mondays, he spends a little bit of time here with me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Locked and Low. We are speaking with Rob Morrison. He was about to ask me a question about when I was a M60 gunner. Yes, sir.
The reason that came to mind, Bill, was thinking about armed defense in schools. By the way, I'm not advocating that we issue M60 machine guns to the defenders in schools. That if you think that's cool, you are the gun geek. I sit and bow at your knee, but I don't think it's very practical. But what I was reading is that crew-served weapons, the guy who had a buddy next to him helping him.
Right.
a bazooka, a machine gun, a mortar, when they said, make that guy over there stop shooting at us, the crew served weapons guys did it. Whereas an isolated soldier, particularly one where they say, here, you're over here. If you see somebody shoot at it, that guy goes, if I do, they might shoot back. The guys who were working together said, wait a minute. I have to, I'm supporting my buddy here. There's people followed instructions better when they were acting as a team.
Right.
I feel that, but I don't have all the words to explain it. Was that true in your experience as well? I mean, just in the exercises?
Well, I mean, the A gunner with an M60 machine gun, his thing is to keep ammo in my general field of view, so that I can either,
right.
He's either going to be hooking up my belts for me as I'm feeding him through, if I really have something I need to suppress. Or he's going to be on the lookout trying to see what's ever out there. But the M60 is a suppression weapon.
Right.
So when I'm suppressing, like if I'm going right, he should be going left. So he's probably popped up and already shooting. And, yeah, it's a pretty good, he's not like a spotter or something. But mainly he's more like a mule. Which is horrible to say, but I mean it's the truth. He's more like a mule in that he is primarily just there to make sure that I have ammunition coming, and he also helps me by he's lugging the spare barrel, because you carry a spare barrel with those things. They're easy to pop on and off. One switch and it's done. Do you need to cough real quick? If you do, tell me now.
Now,
there we go, and back just like that. So, the A gunner, yeah, they play a role. They play a fairly pivotal role when it comes to that kind of stuff. But it's fire and maneuver in a small unit is very much a thing. Here, go ahead and cough real hard now if you need to. This is the drama of live radio when you have the allergies, things happening. I myself have a Bradford pear tree out front. I have tried to kill it many, many different ways. I have not yet managed to kill it. So, but I'm working on it.
But what was so fascinating about that to me is, remember it at Uvalde, Robb Elementary School in Uvalde,
right.
We had 40 kitted up cops standing outside two unlocked doors.
Yeah.
And they didn't go in.
No.
They kept saying, well, I'm waiting for the signal. Who's in charge? So that says there's an advantage if one guy, you know, that's why we no longer wait for a team of law enforcement to arrive at a school shooting and stop it. You got one guy, you go. Would you like to have somebody else at your back? Yes. But we can't wait. We cannot wait. And it turns out that the groups who trained as a team, there's a SRO, there's there's probably someone in the cafeteria, a custodian, a bus driver, a couple of teachers, maybe coaches, maybe people in the music instructors, shop class, who knows? And on the weekend, they set up an example. It's force on force. Okay, you guys are all in your class. Somebody's going to try and do something bad on campus. You react to it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, wait a minute. That sounded like gunfire. I'm not going to wait to see what happens. I'm locking my classroom door. It's not in my lap, so I'm going to move toward it to see how I can help. It might mean that you go through two corners and you see something in a hallway. Good, that means it can't leave that hallway.
Right.
You've contained it. And maybe you hear bangs coming from a classroom and you get in an alcove right next to the classroom. Okay, it can't go any farther. More than likely, you see a kid with a, you come through a door, there's a stranger with a gun. and you stop it right then and there.
Well,
but the fact that there were other people moving
right.
kept people from huddling or going, what was that? Is this a drill? No, I'm going to react. And if it's a drill, fine, I can start over. If I shouldn't have moved, fine, we'll do it again.
Well, the beauty of anybody that knows what they're doing with that kind of stuff, like if I were to go in somewhere and there's a rampage shooting happening, and
yes.
I see a cop getting ready to go in, and I have a weapon on me, I can look at him, and if he wants to do it, I can say, son, I know what I'm doing, so if you want to go on the right, I'll go on the left. Because the reason you want to have two sets of eyes is because it is harder for the rampage killer to engage two than it is one.
Yes.
And for a moment, I would imagine for a moment, since I've never been a rampage killer, I have to imagine this. If two targets present themselves to me versus just the one, I would think to myself, which one do I go for first? And having said that, I don't really know what the answer to that would be, how you decide which one is the one to go for. But whatever it is, you know, that'd be the one I'd go for. And then, by the time I make that decision,
I'm
probably dead.
The answer is the one you can shoot first. Well, the answer is the one you can shoot first, you shoot first.
Right.
Just pick up any order, go. Do anything. Well, I was reading this article about, you know, touching your gun, do anything to get better. Most real gunfights aren't, I know it sounds counterintuitive, aren't a matter of perfect accuracy.
Oh, no.
It's they were shooting at me, so I kept my head down and moved. Oh, that means you weren't shooting back. Okay, for some good guys, I shot the bad guy. I don't know if he's dead, but he's not shooting anybody anymore.
Right.
I don't need to go in there and secure. I can wait for guys who are tacked up in vests. If I've got him trapped in the teacher's lounge that's empty, sweet. That means EMTs can get to the injured people now.
Right.
Even if I had killed this guy, I probably can't leave him there with the gun. I'm still probably stuck watching him. But that means the rest of the school can, hey, everybody, all my colleagues in all the other classrooms, all the administrative staff, come toward...
Hang on for me.
You know, it's the second...
Hang on for me.
Sorry, I did it again.
We talk. Well, we're talking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Severe weather is creating issues at airports ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend. Coming on the heels of yesterday's issues, more than 3,600 flights have already been delayed or canceled so far today. America's largest and busiest airports are being hit the hardest. President Biden is laying out how his policies to grow the economy from the middle out and bottom up are working.
This vision is a fundamental break from the economic theory that has failed America's middle class for decades now. It's called trickle-down economics.
Speaking in Chicago, Biden claimed the U.S. now has the highest economic growth among world economies since the pandemic due to his administration's policies. The remnants of the Titan submersible have made their way to Canada. A ship carrying pieces of the wreckage retrieved from the ocean floor where the vessel suffered a catastrophic implosion returned to port this morning. A crane was seen unloading debris, which included the nose of the Titan. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. Talking to Rob Morse, and you should never lament when we're talking because it's talk radio. You know, we're supposed to be doing talk radio. It's not a video thing. It's a talk radio thing. So, anyway,
what was amazing to mind, and until you've done some force on force recently, it's so easy to forget.
Right.
Things were changing constantly, and that's how the good guys won. We reacted to him faster than he could think and respond.
Right.
Technically, it's a OODA loop. Whatever it is, practically speaking, we confused him and we stopped him, and then we called the good guys to clean up the mess until the guys in a blue uniform and the guys carrying a stretcher could help us. Just do anything and it will work. What bothered me about this is the governor of Tennessee recently, he goes, I'm going to spend $123 million to put an SRO in every school. And I go, you're lying to us, governor, because when you have a budget problem, that money will go away. Yeah. And the school resource officer won't be there before school when the kids show up for choir practice or for swim practice or weight training for football team. They won't be there after school when the sports, you know, when the tennis team is playing or whatever else is going on after.
Right.
One guy can't do it all, and where's his backup? And you Tennessee politicians made that backup illegal. Shame on you. You're the guys who, if we had informed press, they'd ask embarrassing questions. And we'll see how it turns out.
Well, you know, when you're talking force on force, the thing about force on force, nobody really, sometimes I don't think they quite fathom how fast and quick this evolves. It's a very fluid situation. So,
right.
First things first, when you're force on force, movement is going to be key. So you need to constantly be moving. Being in a covered position means that if somebody bursts upon you, unless you are the most hardened combatant out there, initially you're going to be startled when they burst in. So the first, the easiest way to keep that from happening that I found with the force-on-force training I did was to be constantly moving. Unless, of course, we were setting up an ambush, which I didn't necessarily like doing. And I much preferred being slung with the... Being setting up on an ambush with an M60 means they're looking for you.
Yes, they are.
So if you're slung up and everything, and if you can manage to move a little bit with it, like I could, then you're going to be much better off. But with an AR, on the other hand, or anything else that you might be... handgun, whatever... For me, it just boils down to understanding that it's going to be quick. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. That's really something you really need to practice a lot.
What, when I was watching the animation of the attack at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, that attacker made all kinds of mistakes. And any teacher who got the kids, here, the door opens to the right. All you kids get in the inside left corner behind me. Whoever opens that door, they're going to, she's probably going to shoot through the glass as the door opens. You know, that works.
Yeah.
Very few murderers want to go, hey, let's get in a gun battle.
Yeah.
There's somebody armed in there. I think I'm going to go, let's see, what's another place I can go? Preferably on another hallway. That's the way they think. That's the way they act. When I was and being startled, I did a defensive gun use segment. A guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Broken Arrow. He's out mowing his grass, and a neighbor comes up, and I don't know whether the guy. No one knows the reason why. This neighbor goes off on him, chases him, backing up into his garage, and he gets cut with a set of lawn shears. The guy's swinging him.
Right.
And finally, the guy goes, I ran out of backup. He's yelled, stop, go away, get off my property. He's at the back of his garage. He shoots his attacker. Or no, he presents his gun. The attacker runs out of the garage and then runs back at him. Now he's charging the armed homeowner that has retreated all the way into his garage. And I thought, oh my gosh, who, you know, I'm worried about the grass in front of my lawnmower when I'm mowing.
Sure.
The last thing I am is situationally aware. My situational awareness goes 5 feet in front of the lawnmower. Wow. To have the presence of mind to back up and then go, oh, I'm not cutting the grass anymore. Stop. Ow, that hurts. You cut me. Here's the gun. Get away. And then the guy charges. Wow. Just, yeah. I could, being overwhelmed, I understand it.
I would be just murdered if somebody caught me when I was cutting. I would be murdered.
By a set of lawn shears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would be. That's probably how come Rand Paul got so beat up that time when he was doing yard work when his neighbor came over there and beat him up.
It takes the first 5 hits to realize what the heck's going on. One of the instructors I was interviewing said something, though, that I thought was really smart. The more you think about it, the more you recognize what you have to do.
Right.
Oh, I'm being attacked. This is lethal. What the heck? Gun problem. Boom. When you're able to label it a gun problem, awesome. Because what's going to happen later is you're going to go, man, did I have to shoot that guy? You know, EMS declared him dead. I guess I killed somebody.
Yep.
The more you have thought about it and go, oh, no, this was a lethal threat. If you act out of uncertainty, you're going to pay a psychological price for it later. You're going to keep asking yourself. You're going to relive it more and more as opposed to, man, I didn't have any choice. I'm lucky to be alive. And it turns out you probably want to go talk to a counselor in either way because we don't deal with this very often.
Nope.
What I didn't know is you want to talk to your lawyer before you choose a counselor because psychiatrists, social workers.
They can be subpoenaed.
Different ones can be subpoenaed.
Yep.
And yes, I didn't know that. There is a difference there.
Yep.
And your lawyer could say, I know he costs another $50. Go talk to a doctor because that's sealed. Wow. When did you learn that?
Everything can be subpoenaed. I've never been
really.
I've never been deposed due to a shooting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen things in the past where things magically rematerialize in front of you that you thought were long done.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
And that's okay if it does magically reappear in front of you. That's never a bad thing per se. But by the same token, the first thing everybody needs to do, if you you live in Louisiana, do you have any Sorosian DAs in your general vicinity?
On the other end of the state.
Okay.
Yes.
So
New Orleans.
You probably don't have to worry about having self-defense misconstrued with murder.
Right.
So that's one thing you don't have to worry about. So now you can think about lawyers and other stuff. If you live in a place where you have a Sorosian DA, I don't even know that you practice self-defense. I don't even know that that's even a thing. But I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. Tell them once again how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Both of those come out once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog. That's 2 or 3 articles a week. My writing has been picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Well, there's always something to talk about. Anyway, it's always hard to reach. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And where would you like to go now, sir?
I have a good news story.
Okay.
The good guys won. And you and I talked about this before. Well, I forget the name of the sheriff in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. He was slow walking concealed carry applications and pistol purchase permits. They got rid of those finally. But he was just going, no, I'm not slow walking the permit. I'm waiting to get records from Department of Defense. Well, I was never in the military. Well, your spouse was. So it was a DOD slowdown. Finally, they sued this guy. And on the 8th of June, there was a consent order. The sheriff will now, process and complete pistol purchase permits are in 14 days, take fingerprints the same day when you apply for your carry permit, make all requests for mental health records within 10 calendar days of receiving the application. He'll either issue or deny a permit within 45 days, and the judge ordered the sheriff, with respect to issuing permits, yeah, you have obstructed the law. Stop it. Unfortunately, the delays have been running for more than a year. What's odd is that there are no more in the other 99 counties. They're not having that problem. So with this, what's going to be interesting now is to see if this judge will sit on this sheriff and say, I require, what I didn't read when I read through the consent decree was there's got to be a report in 30 days that shows me that you're following through on my orders. That would make me believe this is real.
Well, okay. I get that. I guess I understand that.
I grew up, the first place I was old enough to vote was when I was at school, in the Chicago area.
Right.
So I'm used to corrupt politicians. I grew up watching them. So unless you tie their hands and nail them to the ground, yeah, they'll lie to us. But the more good news, and I just saw, when did this come out? Oh yeah. On the 23rd, last Thursday. The Firearms Policy Coalition just made a list of all their successes after Bruin. Now, we just had not a defeat, but a setback in New Jersey, where the judge said, yeah, all those prohibited places, that's against the law. And then a three-judge panel, two of whom were appointed by Democrat presidents, said, yeah, there's kind of, but the state says they're necessary. By the way, the Republican judge said, a balancing test is illegal. You can't do that. Okay. There were some setbacks, but FPC pointed out all the ways we won. A federal judge in Texas struck down their unconstitutional ban on handguns being able to be bought by 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. In the Fifth Circuit, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, the ATF's pistol brace rule was overturned. In the Northern District of Texas, the ATF rule defining a firearm, there was an overturned their rule against customers who were building their own firearms. There was a preliminary injunction in Delaware against self-manufactured firearms. In the Western District of New York, there was an injunction against New York's ban on guns in places of worship. That's half. It goes on and on. It's at FPC, Firearms Policy Coalition. Look it up. Celebrates the first year of Prost-Bruin legal wins. Every time you think, well, those corrupt politicians will never beat them. Well, we did. Over and over. How many are there? 13 times so far. That's changing every day, and I just want to, so, wow. Give yourself a pat on the back, and then if you don't belong, if you haven't donated to FPC, SAF, NRA, you should, GOA, because they're doing some great work and they're having some great successes. Too bad that's not covered every day in the mainstream media.
Right.
On the other hand, if they were, what would you and I talk about? We'd be back talking about what
we'd be back here. About talking about training and the holster we found and all this other fun stuff. And I mean, that would be fine with me. That would mean the political fight was over. But that's just never going to happen. Although, I think, you know, one of the things that when I look at things, I kind of think the leftists, because they are so sure, they play the long game, but they're very short-sighted. Right?
Interesting.
So, for a very long time, and I think it was the Violence Policy Council that got out there and said, in order for the leftist agenda to go forward, we have to disarm America.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But with two things, with the Green Deal and with the transgender movement, I think they really overpressed that issue, thinking they could just do it because they weren't going to. They just were so impatient in order to be in control of everything that they have pushed the edge of the envelope. And they're finding out that, well, they can't actually send us all to electric cars because the grid won't take it. And in Europe, they're having to, you know, light those fires in the coal fire generators again and all this other stuff because guess what? Problems there. And then with the transgender thing, I mean, goodness. It's very hard to be a transgender activist company when you bankrupt yourself.
Right.
So to that end, I think they've sort of shaken certain segments of America awake.
Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, when you look at the stuff that they're doing, like especially with the Green Deal, what are they trying to do to get that? Well, they want to ban gas stoves and they want to ban gas cars, right? What does that sound like?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a cold winter and a hot summer.
Yeah, but it's also the way they go about saying that in order for us not to have any more violence, we have to ban guns.
Okay.
So, they've given away their little template game that I've always accused them of playing. It's always been a thing for me. But I mean, you know, I would love it if it all went away as far as the politics part of it. That'd be great. I could make the show shorter. You're not going to just talk about training and gear and all this other stuff. And, all right, you went and trained, and how good were the restaurants there? And did you, what kind of entertainment is there out there? And, you know, those little things that matter when you go to a class.
Even better, we'd be able to talk about the restaurants where the sign says, concealed carry appreciated.
Yeah.
You and I have met, I've been so lucky to have met Alan Beck and Steve Stambolia.
Yeah.
Those guys are tenacious. So you talked about playing the long game. I follow him on Facebook, and every time one of those guys wins, I feel like a guy in the stands. I want to wave, you know, wave flags, wave, jump up and cheer. In this case, it was Alan Beck's case in Hawaii, where the guy in the Navy, and I forget what job he was doing. He was deployed a long way from home, and he goes for some mental health counseling. Basically, he's homesick.
Right.
And then after, when he goes to apply, and I think he already had guns, but he says, here, I want to bring them to Hawaii. I want to register. Well, have you ever had mental health counseling? Sure. I was homesick. Oh, well, that means you can't have a gun in Hawaii, in the state of Hawaii. And he said, say what? And they just paid Michael Santucci and his lawyer, Alan Beck, $130,000. I'm sorry the check wasn't 10 times that.
Yeah.
But
and with that, we run out of time. Tell everybody how to find you again.
Oh, Bill, it's been so much fun.
Yes, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That latter runs 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. Jump in anytime. A couple new ones each week. 2,100 for you to look at. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, it's been great fun. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.